Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Welcome back to another edition of Issues in Education. Mondays during the Noon Report, we talk about the issues that matter most to our public schooling families with the one and only Dr. Ralph Kerr at the Teaching and Learning Institute. Ralph, there are a few topics that are getting as much attention these days as the coronavirus and the classroom topic, whether or not it's prudent to open school this fall. Many superintendents say that early August in New York is just too late for Governor Cuomo to make that call on New York schools. Do you agree with the superintendents?
Yes, I certainly do. I mean, today, actually, he's supposed to give what he's calling final guidance. But then he continues to say that it'll be the first week of August where he'll make a final decision on reopening. And that is just too late. Superintendents need to be focused on, are we going to do in-person instruction, or are we going to try the failed attempt that we had earlier with the closing on the distance learning? And I think, keeping two strands open through the 1st of August is way too late.
Yeah, the teachers' unions are really concerned about the teachers, because that's who they look out for. There's more than 30 states where the numbers are going the wrong way. Teachers may not come back to the classroom, and if there's no teachers, you can't really have school. What are the questions that teachers are asking right now, Ralph, that need to be answered?
Well, there are several. I'll just quickly run through a few of them. What if I'm exposed to someone with COVID-19? Will I have to use my sick days because I have to self-quarantine? What are the extra responsibilities that I'm going to have as a teacher to ensure safety and cleanliness in the classroom? And finally, will I be guaranteed my job if we end up teaching remotely? Or what if I can't wear a mask for medical reasons and that's what's prescribed? I mean, they just scratch the surface of the questions that teachers are asking, and rightfully so.
You mentioned the mask thing. The governor of Pennsylvania has already issued guidelines and guidance for the schools reopening. Kids are wearing the masks everywhere except at their desk. He's also bucking with Governor Cuomo. The governor likes to say, hey, I'm the buck stops with me. Governor Wolf says, best leave this at the local level. You agree with that approach?
I certainly do. I think we had an example of that here in New York State with lumping, for instance, Allegheny County, where we're situated, with Erie County. Allegheny County has like 45,000 people in the whole county.
Yeah.
Erie County has more than a million people, and yet we were put in with Erie County for the reopening of stores and places like that. And I think what the governor in Pennsylvania is suggesting with looking at it regionally and at the local level is really the way to go, because there are so many differences. The state is so huge and the differences are so big that looking at it regionally, to me, makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, and a lot of districts are saying that's why we need the decision now, Governor Cuomo, because the districts, there is no one size fits all when it comes to public education. Let's talk more about some of the critics and the way the governor of New York is handling this. You are none too happy with how he's been communicating with his state education department, as well as the Board of Regents. Please explain.
Well, it's interesting. You said his state education department. That's really where the rub is. The state education department is not a department that falls under the leadership of the governor. And in the current situation, unfortunately, the state legislature passed the authority, gave that to the governor in certain ways, and he's assumed that that means in every way.
Yeah.
So you've got the state ed commissioner and the Board of Regents holding four regional workshops over the past month, where they've been garnering all kinds of information from a really diverse group of people, well represented, and the governor's just ignoring all the input from that.
Yeah.
He's really acting as a dictator, You know, he wants to take the education over, and that's not his role. It's unfortunate that through all of this, the children, teachers, and the staff are caught in the middle of this thing, which is really a political football. And the governor is not only trying to be the coach, but the quarterback and everything else. And I think it's just playing wrong.
Well, that will be the last word. Will there be school in the fall? Ralph, I hope you come back in a couple of weeks and talk more about this topic, because I'm sure it's still going to be in the news. But in the meantime,
I'm sure it will be.
Yeah. Folks can check you out online. What's your website, sir?
It's simply whyrun.org, whyrun.org.